So, international fashion chains, they're constantly expanding on this side of the world. Just last week, we learned that the Swedish high street store H&M is going to open up a shop in Wellington. It's already in Auckland. Zara is already in Auckland. And you'll remember that Topshop was the first of the big international high street chains to come to New Zealand. You may also remember a few months ago, Topshop Australia was placed into voluntary administration and it's closing stores right across the country, across the ditch. There's concern that Topshop here is following the same business model and could also run into difficulties. So I'm joined by Greg Harford, who is the General Manager of Public Affairs at Retail New Zealand. Hello, Greg. What went wrong with Topshop Australia?
Well, look, it's hard to say. I think it's important to note that Topshop in Australia is certainly in some difficulty. It's closing some stores and it's in voluntary administration. I'm not sure exactly what's gone on there, but there's certainly been some speculation that some of it's around the logistics model it's been using about sourcing products out of the UK rather than directly from source. But I think the most important thing to note that in this part of the world, Topshop operates essentially as a licensed franchised model, and it's operated quite differently in New Zealand by different people. And there's no suggestion that I'm aware of that Topshop in New Zealand is in difficulty at all.
But if it's a licensed franchise and they'll be sourcing their stuff from the UK, they won't be going straight to China either.
Well, I think that the question is just how the product is being sourced and whether it's going back to the UK from the factories before it comes out to this part of the world. But look, the chain here in New Zealand is operated by some very well-respected business people and some great retailers. So I'm reasonably confident that they'll have it under control here in New Zealand.
Well, how is retail in New Zealand? I mean, international chains are expanding, so that shows that they are confident. But at the same time, online retailing is also expanding, and we hear that retail is in difficulty with margins. I mean, how healthy is the entire sector?
Well, I think retail's probably pretty gloomy, actually. I mean, it's pretty hard out there for retailers, particularly in the fast fashion industry. There's strong domestic competition, and there's intense competition from offshore through online retailers and so forth, and that's very intense. And unlike New Zealand firms, foreign websites don't have to pay 10% duty on clothes plus another 15% GST to the New Zealand government. So there's some real advantages out there for foreign websites. But it is really, really competitive out there. As you say, Zara, Topshop, H&M have all arrived here recently, driven by customer demand, but also the relatively strong New Zealand economy, because while New Zealand retailers are actually feeling a little bit gloomy and a bit pressured by competition, I think the reality is that the New Zealand economy has been doing pretty well comparatively to other parts of the world. So retailers, particularly those that are already operating in Australia, are kind of looking to New Zealand and thinking, oh, there's a market that's doing reasonably well and there's some opportunities for us there. But, of course, as they arrive, they make the market more and more competitive.
Of course, of course. But, of course, Greg Harford is from Retail New Zealand, and your advice is go to a shop and don't go online. Yeah, that'd be true, wouldn't it, Greg?